The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says the town of Bunia in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, scene of the worst humanitarian disaster in the world today, continues to be chaotic despite the presence of French soldiers sent there to keep the peace. A UNICEF spokesman reports there has been a slight improvement in Bunia since the French troops arrived. But Damien Persona says there are limits to what 500 peacekeepers are able to do in a town of 350,000 inhabitants. He says the soldiers are mainly guarding the airport and the few parts of town. This, he adds, is not enough to prevent ethnic Hema and Lendu fighters from committing widespread atrocities. Mr. Persona says they continue to loot, to rape, and to abduct children without fear of punishment. He says these crimes are centered in two camps housing some 80,000 internally displaced people.
Especially in the night, these fighters are coming in. They raid the woman, they abduct the children, and they disappear in total impunity. Our concern from the field is that we don't know how these people will be punished, because there's no police, there's no order, there's no law, there's total anarchy.
Despite these horrors, Mr. Persona says the internally displaced people housed in the two United Nations-run camps are better off than the rest of the population. The camps are located near the airport and are better protected, so aid agencies are able to bring in relief supplies. Mr. Persona says the same is not true for millions of people who live outside of Bunia and have no international force to protect them. He says UNICEF and other aid agencies are negotiating with United Nations peacekeepers, the French forces, and fighters to get safe access to a place called Lake Albert, which is about 80 kilometers south of Bunia. He says between 80,000 and 120,000 people have fled there.
There's no access. It's absolutely impossible to go out. And that's why we are trying to negotiate these corridors, not only to make the whole region a little bit more safe, but just to have a first access to these people there who have been without any support for at least 2 months.
The United Nations calls what is happening in Bunia and other parts of Ituri province the world's biggest humanitarian disaster today. UNICEF's Damien Persona says about 3 million people have been killed in ethnic fighting since 1997. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.